Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And, of course, we have a WRAL weather alert day for tomorrow. It looks like the timing for the storms now is moved a little later, mainly during the evening. I'll walk through the timeline.
And this morning, we're dealing with rain and a messy commute. A lot of crashes showing up around the Triangle. I'll show you the biggest delays and how to get around them.
And we're following breaking news this morning. Police are searching for the person who hit someone with a brick on NC State's campus. What police say happened on a walkway earlier this morning.
Major relief for one part of our morning commute. It's smooth sailing for drivers along a stretch of I-40 in Johnston County. First time in 15 years this has been such a peaceful stretch of road there, with all lanes now open. Been a long time coming there, so that is moving safely. Brian Schrader will be back in just a second, though, with some trouble spots in our area. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, if you're traveling out there in the car on the way to work, on the way to school, might run into some rain. It is light rain right now in Raleigh, but all eyes really are on tomorrow. A lot of us under a level one severe risk, Elizabeth.
We'll likely start tomorrow with some rain, maybe even a little heavier than we're seeing this morning, but our best chance of severe storms will happen during the evening. So our WRAL weather alert day for Friday includes the potential for damaging winds, some heavy rain and hail, but mainly during the evening hours. This is a look at Futurecast as we walk through tomorrow morning. You can see that heavy rain between 4 and 6 a.m. It does start to lift northward as we get into the second half of the commute. So it may be that if you don't head out the door until 8 or 9 o'clock, that your commute may be a little bit easier. Roads will likely be wet, but we may not see as much heavy rain. This version of Futurecast has very little rain for us from late morning through, say, the early part of the afternoon, even up until around 5 or 6 o'clock. Once we get into the evening hours, then we see these waves of rain coming through that look heavier. That's where we'd have a better chance of some strong to severe thunderstorms. Here's what you're running into out the door this morning. It's just a little patchy light rain. It's enough out there to make for some wet conditions and an unpleasant trip to work and school this morning. Here's a look at Futurecast. We're just going to continue to see these waves of light rain moving through. There's lunchtime. We'll push it on ahead to 2 o'clock, and then around the evening commute, it will look a lot like it does right now with those scattered showers, and then that heavier rain develops late tonight, early tomorrow morning. Here's a live look at downtown Durham. It's almost 60 degrees, but we're not going to warm up a whole lot. We'll hold it in the mid-60s for highs this afternoon with mostly cloudy skies and a little patchy light rain. Of course, we've been watching Sunday for another front that could bring some showers and storms. It looks earlier than it did yesterday. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Brian?
It is a messy morning out there right now. A lot of crashes showing up on the map and some delays. I want to take you, first of all, to the WRAL storm tracker on the Beltline around Raleigh, where we are encountering those wet roads. The windshield wipers are going. We've got wet conditions throughout much of the Triangle, so you do need to allow that extra time this morning. Let's start off over in Orange County, where we're tracking a crash on 40 eastbound around the New Hope Church Road interchange, heading down toward the Millhouse Road interchange. Heavy delays leaving the I-85 area, heading down toward 15501. About a 15-minute delay overall as you head away from Hillsborough back toward Chapel Hill. Use Highway 86 to save yourself probably about 10 minutes. Also on the southbound side of the Durham Freeway, a crash on 885 southbound, not too far from the 147 merge. If you can pick it up from Ellis Road, you'll be on the other side of those three-minute delays coming in from I-85 down toward the I-40 interchange. Taking a look at some other crashes around Wake County right now in the north part of Raleigh, still working to clear this crash, apparently involving a motorcycle at the intersection of Atlantic Avenue at New Hope Church Road. Another crash involving a motorcycle over in Morrisville on Davis Drive at Morrisville Parkway. Heavy backups in both directions of Davis Drive this morning. You might consider using 55 as a good alternate route. Also in Johnston County, we're getting reports of a crash on the westbound side of the Clayton Bypass right around Ranch Road. Delays begin around the 70 business interchange there on the east side of Clayton. Take a look at some of those major approaches into Raleigh right now with the latest sensor readings coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, a 13-minute backup. A 5-minute delay on 87 southbound as you head in from Knightdale this morning, and out of Apex through Cary on US 1 northbound, about a 6-minute slowdown overall. But take a look at 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass on a busy morning with wet roads. Only a 1-minute delay thanks to those newly open lanes.
That's good news. Thank you, Brian. Well, breaking news this morning, around 1 o'clock this morning, NC State police say a person was hit on the head with a brick. Michael Grace is live on campus in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what police tell us happened on the walkway. This is scary, Michael.
Yeah, really scary, Michelle. And what we know so far is it happened right before 1 a.m. on a walkway between Dan Allen Drive and University Towers. And to give you a little context, Dan Allen Drive right off Hillsborough Street here on campus. And students found out about this attack through a wolf alert that was sent out just before 2:30. Right now, we're still working with the university to get more info about the condition of that person who was hit with the brick and find out if we can get a better suspect description at this time. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Also at NC State, we're working to find out more about the search for a potential missing person on the Centennial campus. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was there as NC State Police, Raleigh Police, and Raleigh firefighters all responded to the Lake Raleigh area last night. A swift water rescue team went out onto the water, and drones were used as part of that search as well. Crews did clear the area just after 11 p.m. We are working to find out if they have wrapped up the search or found who they were looking for.
Here's a chance to share your feedback on the VinFast project in Chatham County. A community listening session is happening tonight at 6 at the Moncure School. County and state staff will answer questions and provide information about where the project stands. Staffers will also give updates to questions that they have gotten from people at previous meetings. Last week, VinFast CEO committed to starting production on the electric car manufacturing plant in 2025. A group working to make Orange County schools safer will meet to discuss new ideas. The Orange County Schools Safety Task Force will meet at 5:30 tonight at the Davis Environmental and Agricultural Center in Hillsborough. The meeting is open to the public. The 18-member task force includes law enforcement officers, students, and representatives from the county's two school districts.
Durham police are investigating a crash that killed a person who was trying to cross a major road between Durham and Chapel Hill. This happened on 15501 just before noon yesterday. Investigators arrested 20-year-old Shantesi Saunders. They say that she left after she hit the woman, but came back hours later and was arrested. She's charged with felony hit and run, misdemeanor death by vehicle, and speeding.
A major bottleneck in traffic is gone now after more than 15 years. WRL's Naya Harden is live along I-40 in Garner, where new lanes are giving drivers some major relief this morning. Naya.
That's right, and they don't have to worry about the headache that they were dealing with before all of this. You can see here on I-40, between 440 and the Clayton Bypass, we have all lanes open in both directions. The five-year project added at least two additional lanes in each direction, helping to save drivers 10 minutes on their morning commute. Crews are still working on Jones Sausage Road and the 70 business interchanges, so that's going to take several months before that's finished. You're going to want to still be careful as you're in this area. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Garner.
We'll learn more this morning at 8:30 about how likely it is the economy will fall into a recession this year. The Bureau of Economic Analysts will release its first quarter GDP report at 8:30 this morning in about 20 minutes. The GDP represents the broadest measure of the U.S. economy. Financial experts say they expect the report to show the economy is growing, but at a slower pace than it was at the end of 2022. That's attributed to the effects of higher interest rates and recent financial market turmoil.
Parts of Wisconsin and Michigan could see record flooding this morning. Some areas of the Mississippi River are expected to crest at 16 feet today. People in the area are preparing by filling up thousands of sandbags. Right now, more than two dozen river gauges are in major flooding stage across the Midwest, with flooding in some spots expected to be the worst in 20 years. The threat is caused by the combination of spring water and winter snow melt.
People say it's a storm of the century, the year, that we've never seen a blizzard like this. And then Mother Nature says, hold my beer.
And currently, flood warnings are posted along more than 400 miles of the Mississippi River. And we're preparing for a WRL Weather Alert Day tomorrow. Now's a good time to download the WRL Weather app for a real-time look at the radar anytime and alerts and warnings for your area.
Wake County will celebrate its top teachers tonight. The school system will name its 2023 Teacher of the Year at a banquet at the Raleigh Convention Center. The event will also honor all school-level teachers of the year and the four first-year teachers of the year as well.
A stolen car taken on a high-speed police chase in Wake County. Why the owner says his car was targeted and what your insurance can do if this happens to you.
And after an 11-hour tweaks last night, a Republican bill to raise the debt limit passed the House by a slim margin. the major move in the fight to prevent a government default.
We are seeing varying conditions across the area this morning. Take a live look at Chapel Hill, where it is dry. You go just down the road to Durham and Raleigh, and we're seeing some isolated showers. We'll see that on and off for the rest of the day today. But coming up, we'll go through the timeline for some severe storms tomorrow.
Welcome back on your Thursday morning, 8:13. This is a look over downtown Raleigh. You can see a couple raindrops on the camera there. We are going to see some on and off rain today. Cloudy skies out there right now. We are looking to tomorrow. That's our WREL weather alert day. A lot of us under that level one severe risk, Elizabeth. But you said it's not going to be a total washout.
You know, I think people look at WREL weather alert day and think the whole day will be shot. But it won't be. We will start tomorrow morning with some rain. It's going to be a messy commute. But then right now, it looks like we're going to have a window through a good chunk of the day where it's dry. And then we'll start to see strong thunderstorms developing late in the afternoon and moving through the evening. Of course, Friday evening, a lot of folks have plans to be out and about. That's when we'll have the best chance of severe storms. So download your WREL weather alert app and make sure that you're all good to go if you're going to be out on Friday. Here's a look at what's happening. This warm front is going to be lifting northward. You can see along that front, those yellow highlighted boxes. That's where we have a severe thunderstorm watch. And we've had a lot of severe thunderstorm warnings along that warm front. Beginning just now to see a little thunder and lightning here that's starting to crop up here across Alabama and into Georgia. That's going to continue to push into the mountains of North Carolina, and it feeds into our area today. We'll just see some light showers on and off. That's what we're seeing right now. It's interesting if you happen to be watching it just in the last 5 minutes or so. I showed a camera in Chapel Hill where it's dry. And then, of course, we just showed downtown Raleigh where we're dealing with a few scattered showers. We're also seeing some rain around Goldsboro up toward Wilson, but we really haven't seen much rain north and west of Durham. We haven't seen very much rain around Fayetteville. However, last time we looked at Clinton, it looked pretty wet there. You can see a little shower moving through Carthage and Sanford around Pittsboro as well. So it's very scattered out there, and it's also really light, and that's the way it's going to be for the remainder of the day. It stays chilly today. Cloudy skies, temperatures only in the mid-60s. You can see these waves of rain that just continue to move through during the afternoon. Hoping for a fairly dry evening commute, but overnight tonight, the rain really starts to pick up in intensity. This is what we're going to wake up to Friday morning. Hopefully, you're not up with us at 3:15, but it may be fairly wet. Not a lot of thunder and lightning with this. Maybe a few rumbles of thunder. That starts to lift northward during the morning, and then for the bulk of the day, here's lunchtime. We may even see a few breaks in the clouds. That will destabilize the atmosphere enough to really help to energize this next wave that comes through with a good chance for severe thunderstorms. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat. No matter where you are in our viewing area Saturday, it looks fine. We're going to get a break in between these two systems between Friday and Sunday. So Saturday, spring days in Cary, a cool start, 66 at 9 a.m. At lunchtime, mid-70s. We're going to see highs near 80 degrees on Saturday, and we'll see partly cloudy skies. Sunday, though, we're starting to see a faster arrival of the rain. This is Sunday at 8 a.m. We're going to see a good chance of some rain in the morning and then some scattered thunderstorms during the afternoon. Yesterday, it looked like, at least on some of the models, that the rain might not arrive until fairly late in the afternoon, and that has sped up really across the board for Sunday. So eighth weekend in a row of rain. Friday, we could see as much as an inch and a half of rain. Then I'll move it ahead to add Sunday to it, and we could see another inch to inch and a half. So by the end of the day on Sunday, we could be dealing with some flooding, certainly some scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. So as we get more runs of the computer models in, it may be that we add Sunday to our WRL weather alert day. Right now, it looks like things look quiet for the beginning of next week. Brian?
All right. It is now 8:16 as we check traffic. We've been watching the WRL storm tracker. Now on the road around the RDU International area between Raleigh and Durham, we've been looking at wet conditions all day. If we could go to that live picture, you can see that the windshield wipers are going. It's some spray getting kicked up out there on the freeways as they head out toward Page Road. Just need to slow down this morning. Don't mess around with the phone. Pay attention to the road. Increase your following distance as well. Let's take a look at our latest traffic sensor data around the triangle, and we are still picking up some delays as you head out of the Hillsborough area back down toward Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound. That earlier crash approaching the Millhouse Road Bridge, they're working to get this cleared up, but we're still seeing some pretty heavy backups beginning before you get to the 85 split now. Right now, sensors are not measuring a huge delay through that area, but I wouldn't be surprised if, as we see the traffic volume coming and going out there, we see a little bit of an increase in that delay time over the next little while. Consider using Highway 86 as a good alternate route. Also still tracking an earlier crash on the southbound side of 885 just beyond the 147 merge there. Still seeing some slow traffic heading out of downtown onto southbound 885. If you can pick it up from Ellis Road, you'll be on the other side of those delays. That motorcycle crash still causing some problems as they work to get it cleared from Davis Drive at Morrisville Parkway. Heavy delays there, especially in that northbound side of Davis Drive approaching Morrisville Parkway. Looks like they've cleared that earlier crash, though, from Atlantic Avenue at New Hope Church Road, but we are dealing with a report of a crash at Capitol Boulevard around Buffalo Road. And still have that crash on the westbound side of the Clayton Bypass right around Ranch Road with some delays coming in from the 70 Business Interchange east of Clayton.
The GOP's debt limit bill is now headed to the Democrat-led U.S. Senate. The House narrowly passed the bill by a couple of votes last night. It would raise the nation's debt ceiling, but also slashes spending. The bill isn't expected to gain any traction in the Senate, where Democrats have control. Most senators take issue with other parts of the bill that impose work requirements for Medicaid recipients and ends many of the climate policies President Biden signed into law last year. We'll get an update tonight on the effort to stop a huge wildfire that's burning in eastern North Carolina right now. Officials will hold a community meeting at 6 o'clock tonight in New Bern to give an update on the fire in the Croatan National Forest. Latest information reports that fire covers more than 32,000 acres. Firefighters have gotten it about 30% contained. Officials say they have gotten an abundance of public donations to help, and they don't have any space to take any more.
Torn off bumpers, broken taillights, and scraped up doors, a badly damaged car that we'll show you here was stolen and involved in a high-speed police chase in Wake County over the weekend. WREL trackers pulled the numbers showing car thefts in Raleigh are up 67% this year. That's compared to 2021 when looking at the first 4 months of 2021 through 2023. The Hyundai Sonata belonged to a family in Zebulon who reached out to us about the bold theft. They say they're using a rental car as police search for who stole their personal vehicle.
Came out Friday morning, and I was actually getting ready to go to work. And I came out here, and I opened up the garage door, and there was a big old empty space sitting right here, and I was kind of taken aback.
Man, as anybody would be. An insurance agent says comprehensive coverage helps with motor vehicle thefts and vandalism. The claims don't impact your rates. Three high school seniors accused of hurling a rock at a Colorado woman, killing her as she drove, will make their first court appearance today. Nicholas Carroll Chick, Zachary Kwok, and Joseph Koenig were booked on Wednesday on suspicion of first-degree murder with extreme indifference. 20-year-old Alexa Bartell was killed on April 19th after a rock was thrown through her windshield while she was driving near Denver. A total of seven drivers were hit that night. Two other victims had minor injuries.
The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office says its renewed search in a missing person cold case turned up no answers. Kent Jacobs disappeared from Hope Mills 21 years ago. The Sheriff's Office got a tip that Jacobs' body might be buried in a lot off Jackson Street in Hope Mills, but nothing was found in their 3 days of searching there. That's one of the areas where Jacobs was last seen. The family says they will not give up hope in finding answers to what happened. Today, federal prosecutors will ask a judge to keep an Air National Guardsman behind bars. He is accused of leaking classified documents, and they're arguing that Jack Teixeira may still have access to classified information. This comes after two U.S. Air Force commanders were temporarily suspended Wednesday. Their names have not been released, but we do know they both work in the intelligence wing where Teixeira served. The 21-year-old was arrested by the FBI earlier this month at his home in Massachusetts and charged with violating the Espionage Act. Former President Donald Trump's attempt to block former Vice President Mike Pence from testifying before a federal grand jury has been rejected. The jury is looking into allegations that Trump tried to overturn the 2020 election, as well as his role in the January 6th riot. Trump's legal team filed an emergency motion to block a decision ordering Pence to testify earlier this month. The former president can still appeal to the Supreme Court, but he has not indicated that he will.
SpaceX plans to try again tonight to launch its Falcon 9 rocket. The launch was planned for yesterday, but was called off 16 seconds before liftoff. The rocket will take 46 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit. Tonight's launch window opens just before 7:30.
It's one of the biggest weekends of the year for downtown Fayetteville. The Dogwood Festival gets started tonight with its Cork and Fork food and wine event. Festival's official kickoff comes tomorrow night with music, carnival rides, and food vendors on the midway. The festival will continue with two full days of fun, Saturday and Sunday. And the festivities include a concert from Buck Cherry and Lit Saturday night, and the ultimate Michael Jackson experience Sunday night.
A lighthouse in eastern North Carolina is providing a new activity for people to enjoy. The Bodie Lighthouse is now open to visitors once again, and you can climb all the way to the top. You can take the 219-step climb of the 165-foot tower at your own pace. It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places and the third lighthouse to serve the Manteo area. Well, former Vice President Mike Pence fielded questions from UNC students just ahead. His thoughts on entering the presidential race.
Plus, the parts of the South hit hardest by hail.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. All eyes on tomorrow's weather. A lot of us under a level one severe risk for a WREL weather alert day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner explains what we can expect.
We can see damaging winds and some hail with this. And most of this is going to be during the evening. We're going to wake up tomorrow morning to some scattered showers, maybe even a little heavier than we're seeing right now. And then we'll get a break around, lunchtime. And then the thunderstorms will start to pop up during the evening hours with a potential for some damaging winds. And so morning in Goldsboro, but we're not seeing this everywhere. Just some light scattered showers across the area. Some of those right around Wake County, parts of Chatham County, and then off to the east and back to the west. But in the north and the southern part of the viewing area right now, it's a little drier. We're just going to see waves of rain moving through today. It'll mainly be light, not looking at thunderstorms. It will be cool and cloudy, a high of 65. Brian?
Showers in the triangle right now as we check in with the WRL storm tracker on the road in South Durham. They're on I-40, not too far from Highway 55. We're seeing those wet conditions there. Windshield wipers are going on intermittent and seeing some damp conditions there on the south side of Durham. However, in some areas it is a little wetter, so slow down and pay attention this morning as you head out. Let's take a look at our latest sensor readings. Still picking up some delays on 87 southbound coming in from Knightdale back toward the Beltline, and 440 westbound still is a little slow approaching Capitol Boulevard. In Morrisville, they're still working to get a crash cleared from Davis Drive at Morrisville Parkway.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Following breaking news this morning, NC State Police are warning about an assault that happened on campus just before 1 o'clock this morning. Police say someone hit a person on the head with a brick. It happened on a walkway between Dan Allen Drive and University Towers. Next on Fox 50, WREL's Gerald Owens is in Kansas City, where the Panthers are counting down to the NFL draft.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Tomorrow is a WRAL weather alert day. The timing of the storms a little bit slower. I'll show you what time during the evening we'll likely have severe storms.
And this morning we're dealing with a wet morning commute as we take a look at the traffic map. A lot of backups, a lot of crashes. I'll show you the biggest delays right now.
We also have breaking news as police are searching for the person who hit someone with a brick on NC State's campus. What police say happened on a walkway early this morning.
And major relief for the morning commute. Smooth sailing for drivers along a stretch of I-40 in Johnston County for the first time in 15 years. Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. I think that's what a lot of people are saying this morning. Even though they might be driving through some rain, they appreciate that that is back open.
Absolutely.
Thanks for staying with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along. And they're gaining minutes back of their lives each day. So that's the selling point on that one. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with some of the changes to our WRAL Severe Weather Risk tomorrow.
Yeah, it is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. This is a look at the outline for who is under that level one risk for severe storms. It looks like we're going to start with rain in the morning, maybe a few rumbles of thunder, but our chance for severe storms doesn't come until much later in the day. And there may be a big gap between the morning rain and the late afternoon to evening rain, which is when we could see the best chance of some wind damage. We take a look at Futurecast, and this is going to be 4:45 tomorrow morning, so we're going to see some overnight rain and maybe a few thunderstorms. That lifts northward during the morning commute, and I'm hoping conditions may improve a little bit as we get, say, you know, to 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, but it'll be pretty wet out there and pretty messy. Here's lunchtime. You can see not much rain, even a few clouds. The clouds begin to break up a little bit, maybe a few peaks of sunshine through the afternoon. And then during the evening, we see waves of thunderstorms that come through. This is where we'd have the best chance of severe weather, and that may continue from, say, 6 or 7 all the way until midnight. This morning, it's light and patchy, but we're seeing a good bit of it right now around Wake County, back over toward Goldsboro. We're seeing some rain, but you can see plenty of folks aren't seeing much rain right now. This is the way it's just going to go really all day long. We're going to see these light, patchy showers. It's going to be cool. It's going to be cloudy. This is a look at lunchtime. Not much precipitation showing up, but as we get through the afternoon, we may see a little bit more. And then it becomes heavy late tonight. This is a look at downtown Raleigh right now, and it's definitely wet as we take a look down Fayetteville Street. You see some of the water on the camera lens. 59 is our current temperature, but it's not going to warm up much from where it is right now. Our highs will only be in the mid-60s this afternoon. So we'll jump ahead and think about Sunday. We still have the chance of some strong storms on Sunday, but the timeline for that has moved earlier. I'll show it to you coming up, Brian.
8:32 right now, and we're watching live dual Doppler 5000 radar and the WREL storm tracker. Right now in South Durham, radar indicates that the precipitation there is a little lighter, and as we head out to the road and check in with that live camera, you can see that it's not pouring rain for sure, and the roads are damp, a little bit of spray getting kicked up out there on I-40. But we are seeing wet conditions throughout the triangle this morning, so it is a good reminder to slow down and pay attention as you head out this morning. Taking a look at our traffic map and the latest live sensor readings, a lot of red and yellow showing up on the map this morning with some backups on 40 westbound through South Raleigh, 440 westbound still backed up from 87 out toward the Capitol Boulevard interchange. Also tracking a report of a crash south of Nightdale on Pool Road at Major Slade Road out in the Shotwell community. Some good news over on the Clayton Bypass, that earlier crash at Ranch Road has cleared and traffic now is flowing freely. However, we're still dealing with some delays in Morrisville, especially on that northbound side of Davis Drive with a crash out at Morrisville Parkway. Apparently still in the clearing stages. I just checked with Raleigh 911 and they still have a crew on the scene out there, at least one unit on the scene. That earlier crash out on 40 eastbound right around the New Hope Church Road area in Chapel Hill and Hillsborough, that has cleared. Traffic starting to ease up nicely. Still seeing some delays though in both directions of 885 in Durham between 147 and I-40.
And breaking news here in the WREL Live Center on a story we've been following all morning long out of NC State. This was the scene last night as Raleigh police, NC State police, and Raleigh firefighters searched an area around the Lake Raleigh area. Well, within the last 10 minutes, NC State confirming a student's body was found in the woods near the Lake Raleigh area last night, and the death is now being investigated as an apparent suicide. This is another tragic turn for a university that has dealt with a number of suicides this school year alone. As we've reported, of the 11 students who have died this school year, including today, 6 have died by suicide. We will, of course, be working to find out the identity of that student. NC State has not released that information yet. As soon as we get it, we'll be able to share that with you.
Ken, it's been a busy night on NC State's campus. Police there are looking for a man who they say hit a person in the head with a brick around 1 a.m. Michael Grace is in the WREL Breaking News Tracker with what police have told us happened on a walkway there.
Yeah, and what we know so far is it happened just before 1 a.m. on a walkway between Dan Allen Drive and University Towers. And to give you a little bit better context, Dan Allen Drive right off Hillsborough. Now, students found out about this attack right before 2:30 through a Wolf Alert. Right now, we're still working with the university to get an update on that victim's condition and hopefully get a better suspect description. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Today, you can share your feedback on the VinFast project in Chatham County at a community listening session. The meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock at the Moncure School. County and state staff will answer questions and provide information about where the project stands. They'll also give updates to questions they've gotten from people at previous meetings. Last week, VinFast CEO committed to starting production on its electric car manufacturing plant in 2025. Today, a group working to make Orange County schools safer will will meet to discuss new ideas. The Orange County Schools Safety Task Force will meet at 5:30 tonight at the Davis Environmental and Agricultural Center in Hillsboro. The meeting is open to the public. The 18-member task force includes law enforcement, students, and representatives from the county's two school systems.
A new bill to make parades safer now goes to the state Senate. The House voted unanimously to pass the Shine Like Haley bill, named after Haley Brooks. The family of the 11-year-old girl killed in the Raleigh Christmas parade is pushing for more safety laws, and lawmakers responded with that unanimous vote. If passed by the Senate, the bill would make it mandatory for anyone driving in a parade to be at least 25 years of age, provide proof of a car safety inspection, license and registration. Also, vehicles must be inspected by law enforcement or the fire department no more than 7 days before a parade.
A major Triangle traffic bottleneck gone after more than 15 years. WRAL's Naya Harden is along I-40 in Garner this morning, where new lanes are giving drivers major relief.
It's a good morning for a lot of people, even with the rain, and that is because they are noticing that they are not stuck in traffic this morning on I-40 as they're heading from Johnson County to the Triangle. This is between 440 and the Clayton Bypass. All lanes are now open on both sides. The five-year project adding at least two additional lanes in each direction to help drivers save 10 minutes on their morning commute. Now, things still aren't wrapped up around this area. You've got Jones Sausage Road and the 70 business interchanges that are still being worked on. That's going to take several months to be completed. So you're going to want to be careful still as you are in this area. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Garner.
The storm system that's heading our way is already causing big problems out west. Massive pieces of hail fell over parts of Texas yesterday as the storm system hit the state. This was seen around Waco and Stephenville, which is about 90 miles north. You can see some of the pieces were bigger than the palm of people's hands. More than 5 million people were under a tornado watch overnight in parts of Texas and Louisiana.
It wasn't just Texas either, Michelle. Look at this hail from yesterday in Florida out of that same storm. Now, severe weather hit the southern half of that state Wednesday, bringing severe hail, wind gusts, and thunderstorms. We are preparing for a WRAL Weather Alert Day tomorrow, and now is a good time to download the WRAL Weather app for a real-time look at the radar anytime, as well as alerts and warnings for your area.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we've been waiting for this report all morning long, dropped just a few minutes ago. The Bureau of Economic Analysts now reporting the GDP rose by 1.1%. That's actually less than what experts were expecting. The gross domestic product is a measure of all goods and services produced across our country. And this is a major factor in the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates. The next Federal Reserve meeting is May 2nd. And third, it's widely believed the Feds will once again bump up interest rates, all in an effort to slow down the economy, cool inflation. Of course, we'll be checking out the latest numbers in our next hour of news here on Fox 50 to see how this report is affecting the markets.
Much anticipated report. Ken, thanks for the update. NFL fans and players are getting pumped in Kansas City, and that includes our own WRAL Gerald Owens. What's ahead for the Carolina Panthers, who have the first overall pick?
And we're hearing from Tucker Carlson for the first time since his shocking departure from Fox News. The message he has for his fans days after he disappeared from TV screens.
And it's a wet start for our Thursday. In some places, this is a live look at the WRAL Storm Tracker right now, finding a dry patch of road there. But the timeline for rain and what we can expect for tomorrow's Weather Alert Day.
It is 8:43, and tomorrow is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. The best chance for thunderstorms that would cause severe storms would be during the evening hours. We are likely to have rain in the morning and then maybe a pretty decent gap between the morning rain and the evening rain. It is a level one risk for severe storms, and the biggest impact would be damaging wind and some hail. Here's a look at the big picture. We're dealing with some scattered showers this morning, and that stretches all the way back to the system that's on its way for tomorrow. Along the warm front, we've had a number of severe thunderstorm warnings this morning. Right
now we have the severe thunderstorm watch in effect there. You can see in orange, and all that is lifting toward us. This is a look at our level one risk for tomorrow. Again, damaging winds would be the biggest threat, and it does cover most of the viewing area. Here's a look at Futurecast. We'll jump on ahead and take a look tomorrow. This is 4:30 in the morning with a good bit of rain. That rain starts overnight tonight and lingers into tomorrow. Much like this morning, we're going to see some scattered showers that do linger through the morning commute. But right now, it looks like the bulk of the heaviest rain by the end of the commute may be north of the Triangle area. And then, you know, starting at around 10 a.m. or so, the weather's pretty quiet. There could be a quick sprinkle. There might be some holes in the clouds with a little sunshine breaking through or an isolated shower. But we don't get into the chance for the stronger storms until much later. During the evening commute, at least on this version of the Futurecast, everything is still quiet. But by 7 or 8 o'clock, we start to see these waves of thunderstorms coming through, and that's when we could see the wind damage. Here's a look at what's happening out there right now. We just have scattered light rain, some of that around Wake County, some of that in Wayne County, a little bit of that up in Edgecombe County near Tarboro, but there are plenty of pockets across the viewing area where none of that is falling and where it's still fairly dry. We had a little shower roll through Carthage and moving into the southern part of Lee County right now. Clayton, Raleigh, Fuquay, Varina, Apex seeing some showers, and Goldsboro has been pretty wet here over the last 30 minutes or so. Here's a look at Futurecast for today, and you can see the scattered light rain sitting across our area. This is lunchtime, and it just continues. Nothing terribly heavy, but it doesn't go away really either. Somebody's going to be seeing an isolated shower through most of the day today, and then it picks up in intensity overnight tonight. Here's what it looks like in downtown Raleigh. We have water on the camera lens. You can see it is wet here on Fayetteville Street, and our temperature is close to 60 degrees. We won't warm up very much today, though. 65 in Raleigh, 64 in Durham, and 70 in Fayetteville, so it stays fairly cool today. A big festival in Fayetteville over the week of the Dogwood Festival. It's been around for decades. It looks like, of course, we may have a break in the precipitation for a good chunk of Friday, but there is music Friday night, and that's when the severe thunderstorms could come through. No matter what part of the viewing area you're in, Saturday is looking good. We're going to see a break between the storms, the storm systems, and we'll see a high of 80 degrees. But Sunday, the timing of the rain has moved earlier, so we may start to see some rain in the morning and some thunderstorms through the afternoon, making a good chunk of Sunday pretty messy. Again, tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day. We could see all total over the weekend over 2 inches of rain, so we may end up with a WRL weather alert day for Sunday as we get new computer model runs over the next 24 hours. Right now, early next week looks dry, Brian.
Elizabeth, live dual Doppler 5000 radar zoomed into the Triangle area. You can see those showers around Wake County. Want to zoom into West Raleigh and check in with the WRL storm tracker on I-40 right around the US 1-440 interchange. And you can see we've got a little bit of slow traffic out there on 440 with some damp roads there. It's not really raining that hard right now on that side of town, but as Elizabeth mentioned, we're going to see these showers on and off through the day, so you just need to slow down, pay attention, increase your following distance as you head out. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle with our live sensors and crashes imposed on this map here, you can see that we have a few crashes still in the clearing stages. Looks like we have one up there on Capitol Boulevard near the 540 interchange. Taking a look at your current 40 westbound delays, so nice with those newly opened lanes there. Not to see any backups from 42 all the way up to the Beltline split through Garner, but then you run into some slowdowns on the south side of Raleigh between 440 and US 1, about a 5-minute delay. And right now, leaving Wade Avenue, heading out to the airport, about a 4-minute backup showing up on the sensors.
All right, thank you, Brian. A dramatic scene in Durham after a transformer explosion sparked flames that could be seen from blocks away. I mean, look at this. It all unfolded on Rigsby Avenue just before 7 o'clock last night. It was at a building that was under construction. Firefighters formed an attack line to protect the building until Duke Energy could arrive and turn off the power to that transformer. There was significant damage to the transformer and electrical system, but luckily nobody was hurt.
Days after getting fired from Fox News, Tucker Carlson is breaking his silence in a short video he posted online.
Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
As you heard, Carlson did not address leaving the network or address his future. The message was posted just after what was his old Fox News time slot. And the announcement of Carlson's firing came a week after Fox settled a $787 million defamation lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems over the network's unfounded statements about election fraud.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is giving more indications that he may run for president in 2024. He spoke at UNC Chapel Hill last night. He talked for 30 minutes, answering questions about issues including abortion and critical race theory. Before the speech, WRAL's Julian Grace asked Pence if he will run for the Republican nomination.
Are you leaning toward a run for president of the United States of America?
I'll tell you, as we've traveled around the country, we've gotten a lot of encouragement to enter the race for the Republican nomination for president. I don't have anything to announce today, but I think this country's in a lot of trouble.
Protesters gathered outside before the event, and during his speech, a heckler shouted at Pence, quote, betrayed Trump. Well, the countdown is on. The NFL draft now just 11 hours and 10 minutes away, and the Carolina Panthers have the first overall pick. WRAL's Gerald Owens, he's so lucky. He's in Kansas City where the next crop of NFL stars is getting ready to hear their names called.
That's CJ Stroud.
Fans continue to flock to Kansas City to be part of an NFL tradition and usher in another new crop of stars for America's favorite sport.
Lots of meeting people, lots of food. I wanted to try that Kansas City barbecue.
I'm grateful for all the discussion. And
when you're a number one draft choice in the NFL, you're in demand, even before you step on the field. It's part of the draft process every year, much like the inevitable comparisons to players before them.
Hearing people, you know, make comparisons between like me, Peyton, Andrew, was really cool because, I mean, all those dudes had really good success.
Often mentioned for Alabama quarterback Bryce Young is former NC State quarterback Russell Wilson.
To you, I know comparisons aren't fair, but your thoughts on that?
And yeah.
You know, you guys about the same size, same build, everything.
Yeah, again, a lot of respect for Russell Wilson. That's someone that I grew up, you know, as I was older, he started to, you know, be a prominent quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and someone that I've definitely taken a lot from and watched and studied and learned a lot from.
The comparisons will likely continue even after they're with their new teams. Later tonight, the Carolina Panthers and their fans will know which direction this franchise will take over the next few years and beyond. In Kansas City, Gerald Owens, WRAL News.
And join us tonight for a special edition of our 7 p.m. news. WRAL will have you covered in Kansas City and in Charlotte for the Panthers team party. The draft starts at 8 o'clock on ESPN. We'll have coverage of the Panthers selection starting at 10.
A fast food restaurant is offering some new deals. Joining us this morning, WRL smart shopper Faye Prosser with some delicious deals from Wendy's and a weekly list of top grocery buys as well. Faye, tell us about this new Wendy's promotion here.
Yeah, Jeff. So Wendy's has a couple of deals that are available for mobile orders only, including a free crispy chicken sandwich with any purchase through April 30th, and a buy one premium sandwich deal, and you'll get one for only a dollar, also for a mobile order only through April 30th. These deals are valid at participating Wendy's locations, and you can see all the details on the column I have for you on the Smart Shopper page or on the Wendy's app.
All this on the same day, I find out that you can buy Wendy's chili in cans in grocery stores now. It's amazing. What about your favorite grocery deals that are out there this week, Faye?
Yeah, there are some great buys. Get your grocery list ready. In the produce aisle this week, you'll find corn only 40 cents an ear at Harris Teeter. Blackberries only $1.29 a package at Aldi. Sweet bell peppers in a three-pack on sale for $2.49 for My Lidl members at Lidl. And in the meat aisle this week, some fantastic stock-up buys. Chicken leg quarters only 59 cents a pound in a 10-pound bag at Food Lion. Chicken breast, boneless, skinless, only $1.79 a pound at participating Food Lion. That is definitely a stock-up price. And Smithfield, whole Boston butt, pork roast, only 97 cents a pound through Sunday for EVIC members at Harris Teeter. And split chicken breast, only 99 cents a pound at Lowe's Foods. And 80% lean ground beef in a family pack, only $2.99 a pound, also at Lowe's Foods. And in some other aisles of the grocery stores, you'll find Casa Mamita refried beans, 16-ounce can, 95 cents at Aldi. Turkey Hill ice cream, only 48, it's a 48-ounce, only $2.99 minus a $2 Harris.
All right, Faye, we got to go to your website, smartshopper.com, and get more. Thank you.